Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, friends. This is a bit of a strange episode, I suppose. You're probably expecting a normal Friday episode of Private Parts where we have a guest on and I talk to the guest about the most intimate and sordid details of their lives. The same episode that I've done with different people over the past 5, 6, 7 years with different guests and different hosts. And it's something that I absolutely have adored. I've loved every minute of it. But today's episode is a different one because this is my last ever episode that I'm going to do of Private Parts. I also haven't planned anything for this episode. I just thought, as I have always done, just sit and talk and actually talk the actual feelings and thoughts and things that come into my head. Because sometimes I think with these things is that you can overthink it and write too much and try and make it too emotional, too happy or too whatever it is. But I just wanted to be real with you. I have hosted and done Private Parts for the last, as I said, 6, 7 years. We have done over 60 million listens, over 500 episodes. We've never missed a week, and it's been one of the most incredible chapters of my life for many reasons. The amount of people that I've met, the amount of stories that I've engaged with and kept, and the amount of secrets that people have told me and I've been able to share on here. I've shared my ups, my downs, my left, my rights, all the things that I've been through. I've got married on this show. I've had breakups on this show. I have done Made in Chelsea on the show. I've quit Made in Chelsea on the show. I've done Strictly Come Dancing on the show. I've done it forever. We started with Francis Bull and Tom Payne. You may not even remember that, but that's who it started with. And it started in a cupboard in the south of France while I was filming Made in Chelsea. And the idea at the beginning was to read my diary that I wrote on my gap year. When I was traveling when I was 19 years old through South America, I wrote a diary. It's actually one of the only things I've ever committed to, apart from my wife and candy kittens. And we started to read it out on the podcast as a pilot episode, as I said, in the cupboard with my friend Francis, as you remember, Francis Bull. The show slowly developed from there. It then became a show where Francis and I would read our diaries, our weekly diaries to each other. And we had a most amazing time doing it. And then we would get guests on. And then Francis went to America. He went to Texas. And so he stopped doing the podcast. Francis, thank you to you for putting up with me, my annoying habits and all those different things that I have. It was just such a fun ride. And so then we had Alex Mitten come on and help me co-host the show. My great buddy, Alex Mitten, who one of the funniest people I know, just incredible in so many ways. He co-hosted with me for a couple of years and so many moments with him. We changed sets with him. We changed rooms with him. We did so many things together. I got married when he did the show. A big shout out to Grace Campbell as well, an amazing comedian. She has helped me guest host this podcast a few times and still, again, one of the funniest people I know. And of course, Mr. Tom Lucy. Mr. Tom Lucy, one of my greatest friends, an amazing comedian, and someone who has helped me and the show most recently. To all of you guys, thank you so much. Now, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, no one really knew what a podcast was. Podcasts were things that some people did, and they probably were just going to be a fad, and no one really listened to them. And I created a podcast because I wanted a space where I could just talk for an hour, because as you guys know, I really love talking. And it's been amazing for me in so many ways, because it's taught me so many different things. It's taught me how to host a show, how that actually, most of the time, my voice should be way quiet. I shouldn't talk as much. I shouldn't interrupt. I shouldn't talk over people. It's also taught me a huge amount of self-awareness, which possibly I think I lacked in the early days. I thought maybe I was right all the time when I'm definitely not. It taught me that everyone has a boulder that they're pushing up a hill. It taught me to be much kinder, much more engaged. And it made me realize how amazing people are. Humans are amazing. We really, truly are. And sometimes I think we forget that, especially with the things that are going on in the world. And I also want to say a big thank you to every single person who's ever been a guest on the show. Because it's an effort sometimes. They have to come from outside of London, or they have to put it in their diaries, or they have to schedule it, or they have to make time to come do it. But every single guest has been amazing in their own individual way. They've been so honest and truthful when they sat in this chair or around a table or whatever it is, and they've shared their stories. So thank you to each and every single one of you. We have had so many incredible guests. One of my favorite episodes ever is with the amazing actor, comedian, writer, Jamie Demetriou. He's one of those people who, like, you know when you meet funny people, they actually have funny bones? He has this incredible way just to make you laugh. And we did an episode many years ago where he talked about his experience at RADA. And it's still to this day one of the greatest stories I have ever heard. He was simply amazing. We've had some incredible people on, like Lauren Mahn and recently Max Whitlock, who talk about their incredible stories of strength and resilience, which have been amazing. We've had comedians in the past like Jack Whitehall, James Acaster, Catherine Ryan, Catherine Bohart. So many incredible people have been on the show. Ivo Graham, Phil Wang. I mean, I could go on and on and on. We've had some amazing people like that. And we've also had these incredible musicians, from James Arthur to the band Bastille, to Charlie Simpson, best known for Busted, to Matt Willis. And also one of my biggest highlights of the year was to record with Take That. Gary Barlow sat in the studio and talked to me. Talisa. We had N-dubs last year on the show, which was just amazing. So many incredible musicians have been on, and also sportsmen from Ugo Monier to Danny Kerr to, as I said before, Max Whitlock. And we've also had some podcast royalty. We've had Elizabeth Day on. We've had Fern Cotton on. So some really just amazing people who have joined us on this incredible journey. We've also had people who've come on and done 2 episodes. I mean, we've had some amazing comedians like Jamie Demetriou who's come on twice. We've had Ivo Graham who has come on twice before. But one of my favorite people more recently who came on twice is Pricey. Katie Price, who is just a unbelievably cool person in so many ways. And that's what's so great about the show, is that sometimes you read headlines about people or you read the press, and sometimes people don't get such good press. And actually, when you meet them face to face and you get to sit next to someone and you chat to them, you realize what a great human they are. And actually, it's been a real honor to be able to sit with those incredible people and for them to share those stories with us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the first place, this is no word of a lie, I've spoken a lot about mental health on this podcast. And actually, for a period of time, this podcast became very much about mental health in a great way. And because of this podcast, I've been a huge advocate for people to speak about their feelings of what's going on in their head. And I have not been shy about the fact that I suffered heavily with anxiety and depersonalization, and I have tinnitus and all these different things. And this was the first place that I ever shared that on. I never spoke to my friends about it. I never spoke to my family about it because I was too nervous or scared. I was worried about the reaction I was going to get from people. But for some reason, I don't know why, this was a safe space for me to talk about what I was internally feeling. And it helped me so much. And some of the messages that I have received over the years from people who listen to this podcast say how much this podcast has helped them, which has just been simply incredible. And that was one of the reasons why I brought on my therapist, Mal, because I thought it would really help someone out there who possibly is nervous to talk about the fact that what they're feeling or worried about being honest to their friends or possibly don't have access to a therapist. And from that episode, we had some amazing feedback. So I really hope that over the years that I have really helped people in some sort of way, whether that's made you laugh or it's helped you with whatever you're dealing with, or it's been a distraction or an escape for someone, because that's truly why I wanted to do it. I've never seen this really as a business in lots of ways. I've just seen this as a place where for creativity and fun and excitement and have a great laugh and chat with people. So thank you for that. We also did a private parts tour at one point. We went to 36 different cities across the UK, and every single show started with me running out naked, completely butt naked. We started in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Fringe, and we went across the UK, Francis and I. And when I was standing at the first show ever at the Edinburgh Fringe, completely naked before running out, I turned to Francis and said, "Why have I agreed to this?" And he laughed and said, "I don't know. It was your choice." And still to this day, one of the worst days of my entire life is when I had my 30th birthday. And I did my 30th birthday and then had to drive hungover to do our first show in Loughborough. And I still didn't know the full words to the second half of the show because we'd written a show. And when I was standing naked at the top of the stairs ready to run on stage in Loughborough, I honestly thought I would rather be hit by a car than do this right now. It's honestly one of the worst days ever. But we did an amazing tour and it was incredible. So firstly, I want to say a huge thank you to every single person who's ever listened to it. Thank you guys, because without you guys, this wouldn't be possible. The reason why it's been so successful for so long isn't because of the incredible team that we have doing it or because of me. It's actually because of you guys who every single week decide to listen to this show and listen to what we have to say and listen to the guests and support it and love it and share it around the world. And just a big thank you to all of the team who has, you don't see this actually that often, the people behind the camera. You know, a lot of the time, it's the face of the show who gets a lot of credit because you think you just, that's the person that you see. So it's either me or if you, your other shows that you see, your podcast shows that you love, you kind of just see the host and you think they're doing it all. No, there's lots and lots and lots of incredible people who are behind the camera making it work, from producers to studio engineers to editors to social media managers to booking guests to helping make the set look amazing. So to all of the incredible people over the years who have helped make the show, thank you so much, because a lot of the time they don't get enough credit that they deserve. I get to sit in a chair and just chat words while everyone else puts the show together. So thank you guys for that. I really hope you've all enjoyed it. I've enjoyed every minute of it. It's been amazing. And what was so cool about it is that I remember telling people that I had started something called a podcast. And everyone said, well, what the hell's that? And I said, no, trust me, it's going to be a thing. I'm so sure it's going to be a thing. And now we know that around the world, podcasting is one of the biggest things in the world. So I would like to encourage anyone as well who has ever listened to the show or listening to it right now and has thought about ever doing a podcast, but is too scared to do it or worried or concerned or nervous or embarrassed or whatever it is, go and do it. Go and buy yourself a little microphone from Amazon or whatever it is. Put it into a computer and just start recording and start talking, because it's the most therapeutic, most creative thing that I have ever done. And you honestly, if you're a creative person, it's the best way to vomit creativity and just talk and release and have fun with it. But don't worry. The good news is that I'm not going to stop podcasting at all. I'm still going to be continuing podcasting without a doubt. I'm going to be continuing doing the shows that I still do. And hopefully I'll be back with another show like this where I get to sit down and chat to people. But it's been 7 years. It's been incredible. And just for the moment, I'm going to take a little break from having a show like this. You can go and listen to all of the episodes if you want to. All of the backlog episodes, they're still there. All you got to do is go on to the Private Parts Instagram, click on the Comey account, and you can go and click on any episode you want. And we have, like I said, over 500 episodes, over 60 million listens over the past years. And there's lots of amazing things that have been said. So from myself, Jamie, and from the incredible team at Spirit, this is, God, is this going to be cheesy? I'm going to say, this isn't goodbye, but it's farewell for now. I suppose that's what probably you do say, but it's not goodbye. It's farewell for now, but I will be back doing other podcasts for sure. And just once again, from the bottom of my heart, really and truly, because it has been that amazing. You have to remember, this has been like a relationship for me. It really has, between each other, between you listening or watching and this microphone. It's been, honestly, it's the longest relationship I pretty much had. And so it feels strange not doing this every single week, because I've done two episodes every single week for the last 5 years or whatever it is. So it does feel strange. But truly, from the bottom of my heart, a huge thank you to everyone who's made this possible. So a huge thank you. Keep listening to podcasts. Keep supporting podcasts. Keep loving podcasts. And whatever I do in the future, please also keep an eye out for what I do, because I'll be back like Arnold Schwarzenegger said. Okay. Love you. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.